tiny it says it'll get on you if you go black or thicker or something.
An ant?
No, a little tiny red thing will get in your skin.
A chigger?
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Sand flea or a sand flea or
is that the same thing?
I don't know. They bite about the same. They leave a little red place, and you're supposed to put bacon grease on it to kill them, or fingernail polish.
What about, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while?
Red bug. That's another name we used to use for them.
For
chiggers, red bugs.
That's what you used to call it?
When I was little. My mother would say, you've been sitting out there in the red bugs again.
And you put bacon grease on it?
Yeah, or fingernail polish, clear fingernail polish.
If you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, stretched across the corner.
Cobwebs.
Okay. Would that have a spider in it, or have...
Yeah, sometimes they would if they're a fresh one, but if it's just a bunch of old ones, it's usually just a bunch of dead shells from flies and, you know, dead bugs and stuff.
What about something like that outside across the bush? Call it a
spider web.
And would you ever call it a cobweb if it's outside?
No, I think most of the time you call them cobwebs in the house, but it's a spider web when it's outside.
Uh-huh. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground?
Roots.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah. Arrowroot tea, I believe, and some of the roots are used for seasoning. I believe cinnamon's a root, isn't it?
What's that?
Cinnamon made from a root.
I think so.
And ginger root. And of course, carrots are roots, and all your vegetables like the carrots, turnips, and things like that.
You ever heard of cobwebs or spider webs used?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. But I never would do it.
Why not?
I don't know, they look dirty. Cobwebs, handful of cobwebs looks dirty.
Does it actually stop bleeding though, do you know that?
I don't know whether it does or not. I've heard of it, you know, being used to do that, but I don't know whether how effective it would be. I guess anything that you put over something would help to keep it from bleeding.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees grow around here?
Oh, we have a lot of Chinese talon, mesquite, and some oak, and cottonwood, elms, pecan, a lot of pecan, willow, some weeping willow, some ash trees grow good around here. You have a few pine, but not very many. A lot of palm trees. Banana.
Banana trees?
Yeah, they grow real good down here. We got one out there that the neighbor chops back about twice a year. He's trying to get rid of it, and it keeps coming back. He can't kill it.
What about a kind of tree? It's got long white limbs and white scaly bark. It's got little knobs or balls on it. You take the
bark. It sounds like some of the stuff they might use, like a birch or something that they might have out in Denver or somewhere around there. Aspen or something like that.
What about a sycamore?
A what?
Sycamore?
No.
Do you hear sycamore tree?
No.
What about buttonwood or buttonball tree?
No.
And what kind of tree George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
And a tree that's sort of the symbol of the South. It's got
magnolia.
Okay. And